So we have a special guest.
Do we now?
As we always have special guests to kick off Summer Bash.
They're like the Grand Marshal of Summer Bash.
All right.
And ladies and gentlemen, the lead guitarist from the old 97s, our friend, the great Ken Bethea.
Yay!
Wow. Hi, guys.
Hi, Ken.
How y'all doing? Hey, Dave. Mino,
hey,
you,
Ken.
You look thinner. You lose some weight?
Here,
the baseball
I just
game.
Stopped working out.
Just stopped working
yeah,
out?
Yeah, I lost all the muscle.
I hear that,
I'm
man.
Just thin.
I have had the same problem.
And drugs.
Drugs, too. 1990.
So what's up, dude?
Well, I came out here. I was told there's going to be one of these bikini girl judging contests like y'all used to
yeah.
have in 1998. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I was going to be the bird dog that's going around there and bring the contestants up.
Okay.
Yeah, sound good?
You're hired. We may have been in a little bit of trouble if we did that now, but yeah, no worries.
Yep.
So y'all went back on tour for the first time, right?
Yes.
How was it?
It was really fun, although we did start in Nevada 3.5 hours northwest of Las Vegas in a desert.
Why? Where?
What was it? Eli. I think it's called Eli. Because do you know what that thing is in, you know, you ever been down that Trans Pecos Festival down in Marfa?
Yeah.
There's a guy in Nevada who apparently has a lot of money to throw into the air, who is trying to put the same thing on, you know, try to get one of those going.
Yeah.
This is the first year. Actually, it was supposed to be in 2020, but, you know.
Yeah.
So we moved back a couple of years. And so it was there. It's just, it's so far from everything. It was like, you know, every day there'd be 150 people there, 200 people there. It was just out in the middle of nowhere.
How many bands?
He did it four nights. We were saying should have ended too, because, like, we headlined one night. You know Nikki Lane?
Yeah.
It was us and Nikki and 40 Acre Mule from here.
Yeah.
And then some other bands. Daniel Markham.
Daniel Markham. Yeah.
Yes, Daniel Markham. But the next night, you know Houndmouth?
Yeah. Really?
But they should have had us on the same night, so you can squeeze all the, you know, four nights, 3.5 hours from Vegas, 5 hours from L.A.
Yeah.
That's a lot to ask, right?
Houndmouth was the first band that I saw post-COVID.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They played at that place down there where the big Ferris wheel is in the design district. You know what I'm talking about? It's kind of a newer place down there. By downtown. It was really cool.
It sounds pretty
really high. Cool.
Did you guys, you guys played with 40 Acre Mule over in Fort Worth when I saw you,
we
right?
did. That's yeah. right. That's right. Last yeah. time I saw you.
Absolutely.
So
they're very solid.
Yeah, they're badass.
My kids will randomly be watching whatever movie, you know, at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a friend over, and one of my kids' van walked in, and he was like, he goes, can I watch The Breakup? I was like,
all right.
I mean, we'll yeah,
see.
Whatever.
Yeah, we'll see. It's got Ralphie in it. You'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it does. So The Breakup came out, what, about 12 years ago or so?
Yeah.
13 years ago?
Yeah.
So it's Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston, and the whole movie is about their relationship and their on and off and breaking up and getting back together. And it's really funny, and it's really well done. But smack dab in the middle of it, as they're trying to kind of get back together and see where they are, they schedule this date. To go see this band in Chicago at the Vic? Where was that at?
I think it was at the Vic.
At the Vic. And the band that is featured in the movie is the old 97s.
Right.
So they have a huge part in the movie, like where Jennifer Aniston gets stood up by Vince Vaughn. And it's like shots of her, and then it's shots of the band playing and blah, blah, blah. And so I walked in there about when that scene was going on. I was like, oh, God, I totally forgot to tell you. It's our buddies, you know, the old 97s. And then Ike was in there, and he saw you, and he goes, Audie's dad.
Yes, right.
It's like, yes.
Right. Audie's dad was in the movie.
So, yes, Audie's dad is a movie star.
That's right.
Do you ever see any mailbox money from that?
Yes.
Do you really?
3 or 4 times a year. Yeah. It just comes randomly, and I know you want to know, it's not a ton of money.
Yeah.
But every year, it probably adds up to about $800.
For nothing.
Yeah. That's after taxes money. So
yeah,
because we only talk in the band about after taxes.
Of course,
it's the best. Because what difference does it make, right?
Yeah,
it's all you get anyway. Yeah, and they'll just come in, and every now and then one of them will be for like $675, and it'll be like, you know, it's just been. You can look on the thing, and it shows you where it's been aired, and it'll just be like there was a apparently it was on a lot of cable TV stuff about 2 years ago.
Yeah,
they were big, but then the ones that are like $150 will be like Brazil.
That is so wild.
It's all over everywhere. Yeah.
What must that be like for Vince Vaughn?
Well, that's the thing.
Oh, my God.
We were on set for 2 days, didn't have a speaking part. You know, that's all we did.
Yeah.
And it's counting the money they paid us, it's probably been $20,000 over the last 15 years, right?
That's something awesome, though. That.
But what if you're with Vince Vaughn?
Right, or Jennifer Aniston.
Or even Ralphie.
Yeah.
With that Christmas story ever, you know.
Right,
no
right.
doubt.
It just.
Yeah, it's endless.
Boy, Ralphie's a good one, too, yeah. because that thing is on a marathon during the holidays.
Can I tell something funny about Ralphie?
Yeah.
This is good. This is the best story of the week.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much one of my most favorite movies, top tenner, not just Christmas, top tenner, and I've read the book. I didn't know he was going to be in the show until I got there. I read his name on the thing. I said, this is Peter Billingsley from the Christmas story? And the girl was like, yeah. And I said, is he here? And she said, yeah. I said, yeah, he's right over there. I said, well, I need to go meet him. So she took me to meet him. I told him I was a big fan. And so what did he think? Finally, because Vince Vaughn's his best friend. This is not a Vince Vaughn or Jennifer Aniston fan. It's someone for me, a personal lackey. So I followed him around, and plus it gave him a chance to be with the band, you know, not be like the 12-year-old with the BB gun, make him look kind of cool. So they brought all these extras in for the shot. It was like about 600 or 700 people they brought in from a college in Wisconsin.
And okay.
They work cheap there.
I know all about Wisconsin.
And they paid them each $10 a day to come down there, but they had a bus. They drove them in on a bus of some sort, shuttled them in. And he said, Ralphie was part of his job is making it look like a real concert in the front. He said, does this look like your regular crowd? I looked out there. You see this guy right here?
Yeah.
Imagine this guy wearing a plaid shirt.
Yeah.
There's about 60 of them right there, which is actually what often our concerts do look like. I said, no. You see this girl, some of these girls right there.
Yeah.
I said, you see those girls back there? There was these, like, college girls back there. I said, usually it's a lot more of those type of girls right in the front. And he looks like, and he goes, hot young ass? And I go, yeah. He goes, you need hot young ass? And I said, absolutely. And he goes, I can get you some of that. And he disappeared. And so I run to the band. Of course, you tell everything to them. Hey, Ralphie's getting some hot young ass in the front. All them dudes in plaid shirts going in the back. So about 20 minutes goes by, and here he comes back up. He goes, hey, Ken. I go, and he goes, I think I got some hot young ass. And I said, great. He said it three times. And I go up there and look, and it was just coated with girls.
Wait.
We were 40.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So way not too young, because they were in college, to dream about. Not too young to dream about.
Right.
Did you
have them set up like, they always set up right in front of me, too.
They do.
They love guitar.
Yeah, of course, because I'm the talent.
Right.
And so for 2 days, we got to do that, and they would sit on the front of the stage when they were resting like this, and their whale tails would come out of the back. And,
yeah.
And we just sit back there and giggle, and look at that.
They're like, look, this is rock star.
This is the way it's supposed to be. Where's our manager? Yeah.
So when's the next tour? Fall?
Yes. 3 or 4 weeks in the Northeast.
So Ken has done good work. He's done the Lord's work. He had his son graduate from University of Texas.
That's right.
In May?
Yeah.
And he already has a job, like going to San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
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 Nice.
Yeah, moving to San Francisco, which is a little sad because he and I are really close, and now he's that far away. But he does have a... I went to University of Texas also. I have an advertising degree, okay? So I got out of college, and I got my box of ramen. And as a matter of fact, I moved right over here to the village of the cheapest thing, back there by Medallion Center, cheapest place. And got a job making $6.50 an hour in Carrollton at a newspaper. He has a computer science. He's a software engineer.
Yeah.
Guess what? No ramen.
No.
No cheap.
He's moving to San Francisco.
He and two other guys have a place in San Francisco right in town, and it's a swinging D bachelor pad. It's not like it's like these places.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like this.
Right.
Yeah. But it's right there in the... So anyway.
That's awesome, dude. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, all right, Ken. All right. Let's bandy about, have some fun, have some beers, and... go sign some girls' chests and stuff.
I'll do it. Okay.
Yeah, that's what you're all about.
That's what I'm about. It's good talking to you guys.
You too, man.
There you go.
Ken Bethea from the Old 97s.
Yay!